On this week's episode of Midnight Hollow, hashtag suck it.
So he's taking a paid leave of absence.
I'm sorry, can you do that noise again?
Oh, Roanoke, you didn't.
If you are looking for a dead serious podcast with dry, humorless people, I'm afraid you are in the wrong place. This is Midnight Hollow, and we will dive into some weird, creepy, and downright strange stories with a twist of humor, bad puns, and a whole lot of laughs. So sit back and enjoy the podcast.
On this week's episode of Midnight Hollow...
You just put your retainer back in. That was the highlight. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time when she... takes it back out.
And then you put it out, and then you put just a little bit in, and then you put it in and out a little faster. And then out.
I mean, how committed are you to me doing this podcast? Because I can, leave right now.
Oh, come on. You know this is part of it, getting your balls busted.
Or
your ovaries busted.
It's because we busted them.
Thanks, Nikki.
Well, we don't have Jess here again today, but we do have the fantastic Nikki Notorious. Can I call you Nikki Notorious?
Sure.
All right. I gotta have a silly nickname for you. So, how you doing today, Nikki?
Pretty good.
Good.
Notorious Nikki.
Yeah.
Sounds like Notorious.
I used to get Nick at Night.
Nick at Night.
Nickelodeon.
I used to like that.
Yeah.
They used to play all the old.
Yep. Nick at Night was the good shit.
And there's Hazelnut over there. She did a wonderful opening for us. Retainer free.
You're so rude.
I am.
Brace yourself, guys.
In this episode, we're going to talk about Roanoke, the mysteriously missing settlement back in 1590, and there's some new stuff that has come out about it, so I figured this would be a good time to talk about it. And then, of course, we'll have a rapid fire, we'll also have some news stories, and then our final big breaking wind news story. You'll get that joke when we talk about it. Let's get this started. Anyone want to start out with any kind of information on this?
I think you should start.
Yeah.
All right, I'll start. So, Roanoke, if you don't know what it is, believe it or not, my parents didn't know what it was. I couldn't believe it. Roanoke is a settlement in North Carolina on the Outer Banks, and it was settled in 1585-ish, around there, by a gentleman called Governor John White. He's not racist. He's not racist.
Why is he white?
It was kind of... the opposite, because the Indians hated them, so it was kind of the other way around.
Oh, yeah, I'd hate them too.
Agreed.
Just coming all up on your land. You guys are gross.
So what happened is they settled it around 1585, and they were running out of supplies. They really couldn't venture out too far because of the tribes and other dangers that they just didn't know about. So John White decided he was going to head back to England to get some supplies. It took him well over a year to do it. When he returned, it was about 1590. Everything was gone. The only thing left was a earth fort, a palisade wall, and an etching on one of the pieces of wood is Croatoan. Croatoan, that's it.
Croatoan. Good job, you got there.
Yeah. Sound it out now. That's kind of where the mystery lies, and it's claimed to be the longest-running cold case in America.
Would you say that no one settled it?
Oh, no.
I would agree with that.
That's bad. It's so bad.
That's not bad.
So some of the information is, Croatoan is, I always thought it was something like mystical, like, ooh, aliens, or... it's actually an island that's south of Roanoke, and it's also a name of an Indian tribe. It kind of ruins some of the mystery there, but they have no idea why it was written on a palisade. Anybody want to jump in on this at all?
Aliens.
So Croatoan Island doesn't exist anymore. It's now called Hatteras Island, and they've been doing excavations there for quite some time now. And they haven't found shit.
Really?
Well, they found these little, what they call glass beads. And they're, you ever make those?
Friendship bracelets.
Yeah, and they're real super small beads with a hole in it. And you can stick,
What do you do with them?
I was ready to say it. My like, you know what's going to happen when you say there's a hole and you got to stick something in it. It has nothing to do with Slick Willy or our last episode either.
Not that hole.
I told Nikki we weren't going to talk about it. We just mentioned it. In alien sex. There we go.
Alien sex.
And
which could be what
you guys do.
They
notice.
Disappeared from
alien sex.
Aliens that wanted to have sex with them.
Yeah. How do we know that Croton isn't a species of alien?
Or Huggies.
Or Huggies.
Mr. Huggies. I nicknamed him Huggy.
Oh, yeah.
John Huggins. Maybe Croatoan is like some weird alien sex position. And that was their favorite, so that's what they wrote there.
Maybe
like,
it was
we
like
this position the best.
Maybe it was all some elaborate plan because they hated this dude, where they like hoarded all the food and they were like, oh no, we're running out of supplies. We nominate you to go back
go
and get
away.
It. And then they just ghosted.
I mean,
or did they literally ghost?
The reason why we actually picked this, I was talking to Anna. And I said something about time travel. And I don't know why you mentioned Roanoke, but that's actually a couple TV shows. I think one of them was
Supernatural.
Hollow. Supernatural did it. Sleepy Hollow did it. And they were in a time, like they were stuck in time, like in another dimension. So that got me thinking. I'm like, hey, I thought this would be a lot more mysterious. But as I was going through it, it's still, you know, no one really knows what happened. But there's a lot that's been uncovered and figured out so far. So it kind of loses its mysteriousness.
Didn't American Horror Story do something with Roanoke?
A whole season, I believe.
I did not watch that season.
I did not, but
even though
super...
I am a big fan.
Huh. Yeah, they did a whole season on that.
Maybe I'll binge watch it later. To see.
But kind of what Anna was saying, where they were like hoarding stuff and they didn't like the guy. I'm going to say no, just for the fact that they were all deathly afraid of the Indian. Like, that was a big thing. They couldn't venture too far.
Could have sailed away.
With what? They didn't have a boat.
They could make one out of trees.
I guess.
News, man. I'm just going to play devil's advocate on this one.
Because the one thing that I kept reading about and I hear about is like there was absolutely nothing there. There wasn't a piece of extra piece of wood. It wasn't like broken glass. There wasn't like a tool. There was absolutely nothing there. Where there was a ton of stuff before, absolutely nothing was there except for this earth fort and the palisade wall. Everything was gone. Like just like lifted off the earth and disappeared.
Well, could it have been a Hurricane Sandy situation where maybe there was like a bad storm and then the water just came up too far and just took everything with it?
Still would have had something there. Some kind of remnant. I mean, there's absolutely nothing there. Even the Hatteras Island that they've been digging on, all they found is these little tiny beads and one shard of glass that they could date back to about 1600. That's it. It's all they found in that whole area, that's the thing that gets me. It'd be one thing they disappeared and, you know, like there's, you know, broken house or pieces of wood or tools. There wasn't even nothing. Absolutely nothing there.
It's so weird.
So this John White guy obviously was, you know, kind of freaking out. So he did a short investigation, but he was pretty much alone. He only had him and the crew of the boat. So he had to head back. And that about wraps it up for that time period. Move into, I know we're going to jump a long period of time here, but we're going to go into the Depression, where someone found something
called... Sounds like a typical Thursday for me.
where they found something called a Dare Stone. And the reason why it's called a Dare Stone, it was named after Eleanor Dare. And it was kind of her tombstone, per se. It had a little bit of information about Roanoke, and then it said this Eleanor Dare, she was some relative of John White, and she died on this day. But it was just found, like, probably about 20, 25 miles west of where Roanoke was. So I was like, what the heck is this? Farther down into South Carolina. So this is many, many miles. They found a shit ton of them, like 15 of them. Again, all of the same way. They had like a little bit of information and then so-and-so and so-and-so died on this day. That's, and Nikki, you mentioned before, they thought it was fraudulent. Like these aren't real. But the one episode I watched on history, the guy is a geologist, like he specializes in that. He's like, if these are fake, these are amazing. He goes, the engraving in it, he goes, it has to be well over 100 years old because of the way sediment was sitting in it and the way it was worn and weathered. He's like, it would be, he wouldn't even know how to start to fake it. So he goes, whether or not they were fake maybe back then.
Yeah.
But there's no way it was faked within the last 100, 150 years. That's the story on the Dare Stones. The reason that a lot of people say that they don't believe in Dare Stone because they've changed history. Because they all believe this disappeared when, in fact, they might have just moved inland. They might have went west inwards But they didn't think they would because of the Indians and the tribes and the unknown. They'd be afraid to, where people are having a problem with it. But this guy has proved that these stones are at least 150, 200, possibly more. He's like, this can't be fake. So it kind of, are they saying they're not real because they don't feel like changing history?
Yeah.
Or are they just saying they're not real because they have proof behind it? I could not find anyone to disprove the Dare Stones other than the fact that it just didn't match what people thought happened.
Are there records of all the people that actually left besides John White's account?
Yep. There, 119 people. I believe most of them, at least the names were there, and they matched all the names up to the Dare Stones, the ones that actually were written.
I was just thinking, what if he was like, oh, I need all of this money and all of this food to go on this trip, and then just like went, sold it, got rich, came back and was like, oh yeah, we're really hungry. We all ran out of all of these supplies. Give me enough supplies for like 120 people.
Do you think John White would have done that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds like a great like scam for the time.
Con man.
Especially in the time, because there's only like two kinds of people. Rich and then just dying.
Yeah.
And he was a governor. A governor.
Like what? Who's to... I mean, I just want to know if there's any other proof besides like a couple of names. Because how many... You could just get a couple of people to forge like lists of names on this boat document. And then you just, you know, trade everything.
Then I didn't get too far into that. I didn't know if it was... I know that they matched up everyone that was supposedly at the settlement. They matched it up to the Dare Stones.
Which could be a couple of people made some stones.
Right.
Yeah.
And then just kind of distributed them.
Like, hey, Native American, take this stone. Drop it. Drop it along your way when you, like, migrate for the season. And then there are all the names matched up on the stones.
Do Indians migrate?
Yeah, of course they do.
Why are you looking at me?
You're 1/16th Indian, aren't you?
That doesn't...
Would you stay here during winter, or would you
back
migrate
then,
a little bit?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Even now, hell no.
No.
Especially this
winter. Too cold.
Yeah. How cold?
Too cold.
That's not the right answer.
Well, too bad. That's not
So the one thing that has come up recently and kind of what sparked my interest is that someone in England was just at a museum and they said, oh, there's the... This John White guy created a map on this, like, parchment. Like, oh, wow, that's kind of neat. Why is there a patch over the map? Like, there's an area where it's, like, covered with a patch, so you can't see what's underneath it.
What was on the patch?
It was blank. So it was just, like, covering this area on the
like
map.
Primitive whiteout.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way of putting it. And so someone alerted, like, the people at the museum, so they took it out. They didn't want to, like, take it off because they
rip it off.
But so they had did
like
all
a
these
Band-Aid. Yeah.
They did all these scans. The guy that I was watching from the History Channel, he saw what was underneath and it was this weird symbol. And that symbol was almost the exact replica of that earth fort that was there. Because he actually traced the map of that earth fort that was at Roanoke. That was underneath that symbol. So why was he covering that? Why was he protecting that? Which kind of leads more credence to what Nikki was saying. If he was scamming, why not block that out so no one even knows it was there?
Yeah, I mean...
Huh. Curiouser and curiouser.
All right, Lewis Carroll over there.
Who's he?
He wrote Alice in Wonderland. Come on now.
Oh, that's right. Durr. Wasn't Tim Burton who wrote that?
Oh, yeah. No. Depp, Depp, Johnny Depp, 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 Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
A poem.
That kind of ruins some of them because I'm tired of seeing them. So the questions are, did the settlers get rescued by the tribe? Because Croatoan was the only one that they had listed that was friendly at some level. Or did they move to Croatoan Island for a short time for whatever reason? Maybe because it was a hurricane, or maybe they more food, or they can fish better there.
There's nothing there. Is there?
Nope. Oh, well, those little tiny beads.
But that could be from any.
Right.
Anyone.
And that shard of glass, which could be from anything, from anywhere that washed up on the shore. Do you think they were all killed and the tribes took everything?
That seems like a likely option, but my concern is, like, what would they do with the bodies?
Yeah, where are the bones? Ocean? Did they feed, like, gators?
Cannibals.
Oh, but they're still bones.
Well, they would have found them bones somewhere.
Well, if the tribes had them, who knows where
in
they would be.
In large quantity, though?
119.
It's 120 people.
That's a lot of human patty right there. Cheeseburger action.
They just, what if the aliens, what if the Native Americans were freaks And the community was like, yeah, I could get into this. And they willingly just migrated.
That's one of the theories. I'm glad you brought that up, that maybe something happened where the majority of them died, but there's some left, and then they just kind of
merged into I don't feel like dying here, so why don't we just, you know, we'll go with you and do whatever you want and live with you.
And the colonists just want to get a little strange. Yeah. You know, get a little action.
Well, I mean, if you're going to leave, like, are you really going to spend that much time, like, destroying your town that you spent so much time building, or would you just up and leave?
But it wasn't destroyed. It was carefully dismembered.
Well, that's what I meant.
So, like, yeah, because those are resources you could use in a different place with the tribe that you're going with. So you want to take those resources with you. And that's, like, enough people that you could move that.
Seems like a lot of work I just wouldn't put forth. But that's just me.
Right. I can see both aspects where you'd want to use everything you could to survive. But on the other, like, would you really be taking something you know you never want to use ever again?
I'm just thinking more in terms of the wood.
The wood.
But that palisade wall was still up there, too. And it was a pretty long wooden wall.
Well, I mean, you can't carry all that wood. I'm trying so hard to keep a straight face right now, and I can't.
I just feel like, isn't it kind of like a Native American like philosophy that if you like kill an animal, you use every part of the animal? Or if you use something, you use every single piece of it. So you'd think if they saw like all of this stuff, they'd be like, well, we're not going to be wasteful and like leave it here. Especially, I don't know how bad of a winter they have down there, but like you'd think that they'd be like, we're going to use everything because you'd cut out all of our trees. We're going to use them now. Like, you know what I mean?
You fuckers, you use them for the palisade.
And but then they just took them and used them.
When I lived down in North Carolina, Outer Banks was one place you didn't want to live, at least during that time frame, because there was two or three hurricanes a year for like 3 years straight. Like, there's places that they rebuild, and within a year it would be destroyed again. So I'm just wondering if that could be part of it, too.
Yeah.
I know he was gone for about a year, year and a half. Maybe a couple hurricanes hit and just completely wiped everything out.
Do you think we'd be able to date that with, like, weather patterns now?
I don't know. I don't know. We've fucked up this Earth so much. I'm not sure we'd have.
We need a meteorologist over here to be like, let's see weather patterns. What's
I got a
going
guy for
on?
That. No, I don't.
No? Oh, I was like,
I could find
cool.
one, though.
The other question is, did the colonists move inland and drop the dare stones as a trail to follow? Because the last dare stone they found was like in about the middle of Georgia. So that is a long fucking way to go. I mean, driving, it has to be, what, 6, 7, 8 hours at least, if not more. Can't imagine like moving 119 people.
Stones.
And then while someone died, they just keep carving out these stones and dropping them.
Yeah, and then you have to stop for however long that takes.
I don't know why. That's
and
the,
then
that's
why
the
wouldn't there
the
be
stones.
Remains with that stone either?
True. Like, they've never found anything like that.
Yeah.
I can understand, like, maybe an animal got it and took it, but every single time?
Every bone. Every, like, usually you'd think they'd eat it and then leave bones or something.
Yeah, teeth or something.
That's so weird.
And I guess the other one is, why did John White put a patch over the map he drew of the coast of North Carolina? Why would he do that?
Because he's a con man.
The other thing was they said that he was afraid that he created that map in Roanoke, in the United States or America, and then realized if they were captured, because the Spanish and English were not friends at all at the time, they would have the perfect diagram or map of that coastline and where their earth fort was. What, I imagine the earth fort was something that they started and they were going to build a palisade around and stuff. Never got to it. And I'm wondering if that's why he did it. But much like a lot of the cover-up or the whiteout and stuff, you can still kind of scratch it and see what's underneath it. So I don't understand why that wouldn't really...
Yeah, at that point, just make a new map.
Yeah. Or just burn that part or something.
Yeah. Put it. Oops, I dropped like my bottle of ink right on that town. Oh, no. Like, something.
All right. So the final question is, if you were going to make a colony disappear, what would you write on the palisade?
Hashtag suck it.
Suck it.
Because I'm sure they understood the hashtag at that
and
point.
And then my buddy Rob would probably be with me, and he would probably write on the other side of the palisade, present it. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
I like suck it.
I don't know. Probably be like, behind you.
I was thinking like,
someone's like, oh my God, a ghost town behind me. And then there's like nothing there.
That'd be like the ultimate troll level.
Yeah.
Like hundreds of years.
And then people for like years would be like, what does that mean behind you? and like sit on their podcasts and be like, behind you, what is that? Is there a deeper meaning?
Just like Croton.
Yeah.
Like, what does that really mean? I probably would have put something like EAD, eat a dick, or something
just,
you know.
Just draw a giant penis.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like you'd find in the textbooks in high school.
Yeah.
Leafing through, like, oh, mm-hmm. God. Like, those kind.
Yeah, that'd definitely be the devil's work right there.
How funny would it be you just carve, like, symbols that have no meaning in there, and then people for years are like, what do these mean? And, like...
And it's actually, like...
Nothing. You're just bullshitting.
Nikki-level troll.
Yeah.
but there are stuff like that. I remember there was a story in the Wild Wild West. Some guy wrote three secret coded messages where his treasure was. Come to find out, he just made it up.
Yeah.
He just made up words and stuff. There was no rhyme or reason to it. But for 100 years plus, people were like, oh, we got to find the treasure. And people thought they were figuring it out. And they had no idea.
That's hilarious.
Oh. That's
well, it probably made sense to him at the time.
No,
he did it on purpose.
It's funny. That's funny.
Because he owned a newspaper, and he's like, oh, I got these things. And then his newspaper, you know, thing spiked because everyone wanted to know about the secret
stuff.
Oh,
I didn't know about the newspaper part. That's pretty genius, actually. Yeah.
So then when people finally, I mean, he's long dead now, but people finally realize, and I think it was about 10 years ago, they're doing like these algorithms and stuff like, there is no pattern here. There is nothing here. There's nothing you can decipher. So it's like, Anyways.
Okay, Simpson fan over there.
All right, so we're going to head into our stories.
I like to watch my stories.
We have a few that just going to briefly talk about. The first one everyone watched here, and I guess there's chicken noises in this?
Yeah, there's like a rooster.
Nice. So, a ghost flies straight at the camera in spine-tingling footage from 800-year-old graveyard. And a random rogue rooster somewhere in there. I've watched it a bunch of times, and sure, I mean, it looks like something's flying at the camera, but I mean...
Could just be like hot breath.
Yeah, it could be like... or fog or something, I don't know. But I know it's been through the ringer already, and people that they can't disprove, like, he... Put it on after. It's not like an After Effects or FX or anything. Again, these links will...
Someone's laundry is done.
Yes, that's the best smell.
I mean, the laundry cold clouds in the winter.
Oh, I love the smell of laundry.
See, you all know what I think already. We talked about this before the podcast started, but I think it's ghost farts.
Ghost farts.
Wow, that's one hell of a fart. Man, he ghost tacos? Ghost burritos?
Mm-hmm. That's why it's extra steamy.
Ew.
You know, it's bad when Nikki even goes, ew. And I tried to get different ones, and just a shout out to Lisa B. She finds a lot of these for me. Our internet back here is fantastic. Fang prehistoric monster.
Oh, that scared me for a second. I was
like,
what's happening?
Guess we have audio
ghost
back here.
Ghost farts.
Ghost farts. Did you hear the ghost farts? And then there's going to be a rooster in the background probably yelling.
You are
going
to hear the rooster.
All right. This is... Good podcasting right there. There's a fang prehistoric monster covered in black spikes washes up on the banks of river, leaving experts baffled. And it is pretty weird looking. Because a lot of times you look at these things, oh, we don't know what it is. And it's just like, okay, it was just kind of a mutated monkey that didn't have fur or anything. But this is, I don't know.
Mermaids.
I don't know.
Merman, Pop. Merman.
Oh, shit. Look at those spikes, too. Yeah. Looks like
it's
a porcupine.
It looks like a beluga.
Yeah.
A beluga. Beluga.
But like dried out a little bit.
Ocean porcupine.
A beluga.
It's probably like from the depths of the ocean and then it died and just randomly floated up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird shit down there, man.
Yeah, there is.
Well, the one thing that when I was talking to Lisa about this is there's an island in New York called Plum Island. You guys ever heard of Plum
Mm-mm,
Island?
No.
It is a location shortly after World War II. They took a bunch of German scientists. I guess this is all hearsay, but took a bunch of German scientists and they started a place where they would experiment. And they did some really crazy shit there, apparently. Over the past 10 years, a lot of weird creatures have been like washing up on shore. And not, things that maybe shouldn't be in the water. But it's only in this area. The report I was watching, they had like little... pins on the map, and it was just surrounding this island. with all these weird things that they can't explain, like these creatures and stuff that body, not necessarily human body parts, but body parts that were like matched nothing for animal wise. That was something I was thought maybe we could look into in a upcoming cool. podcast, Plum Island and the crazy shit they do there.
I dig it.
I think Anna wants to do Stonehenge next.
Oh, heck yes, I do.
So maybe we'll be doing Stonehenge next week, or not next week, our next episode.
Next episode.
In the next episode. again, all these will be in the podcast content. You can just click on the link and watch this stuff. There's another one that's where Australia actually has a haunted house that's too haunted, and people actually don't want to go there. So I found that pretty interesting. Again, that will be description below. Blow. But the main story, the big breaking news, breaking wind news is...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Jim, yeah. No.
I'm Stalin because...
You're Stalin? Not Hitler?
No.
Can I be Mussolini?
Yeah, you could be Mussolini. You fit Mussolini better.
You almost said I look like Mussolini, you and I almost like took no, I was gonna extreme say, offense to
you
that.
You look like you'd be That's able to nice. Handle stuff like Mussolini.
You diddled the handle?
Diddled the handle. Is that what you said?
Only in the morning.
Oh, Jim.
What?
Don't you?
Oh, 30 minutes. I was way off. I said 10 minutes. We had a little bet when she was going to yell at me.
I yelled at you before the podcast started.
Oh, that's true. So, apparently, where is this located? Of course it's New Jersey.
No, Jersey.
Okay, did you not listen to me when I said I think it's my cousin's school district? All my family's from New Jersey. You do not pay attention.
Who are you talking about? I'm sorry, what?
Oh,
I'm joking. I'm
you're
joking.
So mean.
I am. I'm sorry. A school superintendent in Holmdon, New Jersey, is facing some pretty crappy criminal charges. I did come up with that. That's in the article. I'm sorry. I didn't.
I'm shaking my head at you right now.
Is facing some pretty crappy criminal charges after being accused of public defecation. So Thomas Tramaglini. Whatever his name is, the superintendent of the Kenilworth School District was arrested Tuesday morning and charged with lewdness, littering.
Of all things, littering? That's odd.
So if you take a dump, you're littering? Well, I guess, but...
I would say indecent exposure more so than anything.
But no one saw him.
Lewdness, littering, and defecating in public, according to Patch, New Jersey. Interesting. Oh, unless he's just wiping his ass and throwing the toilet paper somewhere. That would be littering.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I feel like this is his standard. He's probably not.
I mean, you can be pretty prepared then. You mean like, well, what do you? Hey there, Thomas. What are you doing with that roll of toilet paper? Don't worry about it.
Nothing.
Don't worry. What about why you got a newspaper? don't worry about it. So he squats on the field, reads up on the sports, and wipes his butt.
The sports. He reads up on the sports.
Holmdon High School staff and athletic coaches had alerted a school resource officer that they were finding human feces at or near the track and football field on a daily basis.
A daily basis.
Damn.
And it took them this long.
At least space it out.
They were like, who's doing this? Well, we'll just wait and see. We're not going to check, like, since it's happening every day.
You'd think they would have, like, made a task force or something like that.
The poop squad or something.
Cereal pooper. Oh my god, it's like an episode of Bob's Burgers.
Oh my god.
The cereal pooper.
It's totally cereal an episode. Pooper. You should watch it. It's hilarious.
So on a daily basis, according to the Asbury. Dingleberry Park Press.
Asbury.
I have like Ass Burgers, I think. Asbury's Park Press, and an investigation was launched. School staffers monitored. Imagine, Anna, hey, when you come in to work today, before you get to homeroom, can you go out and just watch the field to see if anyone cops a squat and drops a load? Yeah, I would really appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
As long as I don't have to pick it up, I'm okay with that.
I just can't imagine the conversation.
Hey, what are you doing out there? Just get off my lawn.
Be like Stoop Kid, but, you know, a high school football field.
Yeah. They were finding him, as school staffers monitored the field until they identified Tragmalaglin 42 as a suspect. But the Holmdel police sergeant Theodore says, "Why don't people have the Smith names?"
I don't know.
Siga Simonola.
Okay.
Theodore.
Use your words.
Declined to tell CBS News how he was ID. they declined to tell CBS News how he was ID'd as a suspect or whether officers caught him in the act.
Why? I'm sure they did catch him in the act.
But how did they identify him? Was it like a Porky's thing where
they identified like, his hey! Junk? And then he was just like, shit, literally.
Right. Like, they didn't actually see his face as seen as junk, and they had to be like, was that the junk you saw? Yeah, that was the junk that I saw. Him. You're the pooper.
That's pretty plausible.
Especially
if he has, like, an STD or something.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, he's pooping on the lawn. He probably does.
He had a banana tattooed on his ass. And they're like, well, we know who that is.
That's an open and shut case right there. Although Sigismerskern wouldn't say how long the school's athletic fields have been fouled, one community member told Patch, New Jersey, there had been at least 8 poop There's been at least 8 poop detections in the past few months. All right. Well, they have terminology. So I guess it has been going on for a while. They have the terminology down pretty well. Oh, no.
Gets worse.
The accused pooper intendant. I didn't come up with it. I'm jealous.
Okay, that one's really funny.
I am jealous. The accused pooper intendant has not responded to press inquiries, but he is due in court Monday to answer to the charges, according to NewJersey.com. He has taken a paid leave of absence.
How?
I'm going to go crap on the floor out in the there and see if I get a leave of absence, paid leave of absence.
Okay, someone already tried that in the women's bathroom.
Oh, that's and yet,
right. It didn't happen, so.
That, oh, God,
someone
yeah.
Did that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They like smeared it all over, too, didn't they?
Oddly, this is the second place I've worked where someone took a shit on the floor in the women's bathroom.
Ugh.
So weird.
I mean, I worked
forever
in retail.
Forever unclean.
I worked in retail for a long time, and I got to tell you, the women's bathroom is always 10 times worse than the men's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
There's stuff that I just, can't
you,
even.
You can't unsee.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. They just don't sit. I'm not even getting it. Blah, 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 blah. All right. So he's taking a paid leave of absence.
I'm sorry. Can you do that noise again? Blah, 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 blah.
From his $147,504 a year job.
That must be nice.
So while he's at home pooping where he should be, well, who knows? Maybe he's now the bandit pooper somewhere else.
Somewhere. He can make a lot of money just pooping.
I'm sure there's a fetish for that.
Other places. Oh, yeah.
It's called scat.
Scat.
Yeah, the scat cop caught him. Anyways. Okay.
Do you know what his favorite board game is?
What?
What?
Scattergory.
That's bad.
Earlier today, we learned of municipal court charges facing our current superintendent of schools in Holmdon, New Jersey. Starts out the little public message they had to send out. Given the nature of those charges, he asked for and was granted a paid leave of absence. Leaves can only be without pay in the face of indictments or tenor. Okay, as a matter of state law. Okay, so he's effective immediately, Brian Lucian, our director of academics, will assume the responsibilities. Does that mean he's going to go out and shit on the field too? The Office of Superintendents of Schools. The Board of Education wants to blah, 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 blah. And it continues. That was one heck of a story. And I know you probably don't believe it.
That was a wild ride, guys.
I shit you not.
Oh, Jim. I like it.
What?
What?
Yeah, I know it wasn't really, well, I don't know. Depending on what came out of his ass, it wasn't very supernatural.
It was all natural, actually.
Well, I mean, there's some cases where I thought maybe some supernatural action was going after I was done. I'm just saying. So, Nikki, do you have anything to add to this lovely podcast?
Oh, no. I don't think so.
No?
No.
Hazelnut?
Nope, I got nothing.
You got nothing. All right, well, I guess we unanimously, I don't know, Nikki, did you come up with an ending?
What do you mean?
Or a closing, an extra?
Did I finish? If you have the answer is no.
I was gonna mention, like, well, if you're wondering about it, it probably didn't happen.
Yep.
Yeah, but I know that Anna liked the...
Like to finish.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That too.
Yep.
That's kind of a given, though, if you think about it. Even Juddy liked it. So if you're not going to swallow, you might as well Midnight Hollow.
Oh, Roanoke, you didn't. Roanoke, you didn't. Roanoke, you didn't. Roanoke, you didn't.